In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices? What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast. And keep on coding.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
My first presentation at the international conference, I was really nervous, but I finally understood that this public is not my enemies. They are my friends.
This episode of the Women in Tech podcast is a Red Bull Basement University special edition. In this series, you'll hear from both students and mentors of the program.
Red Bull Basement University means to me an exciting time and lots of networking.
One word that I would describe Red Bull Basement University as is inspiring, not only because you get to meet other people who are just as excited as you, but also you get to meet mentors who will inspire you for the rest of your journey, and that is one thing that I am very grateful for.
The number one thing I learned is how to work with new people in challenging situations.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We would not be able to support and celebrate women in tech around the world if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for being a listener and a fan of the show. To contribute and donate, simply go to womenintech.fm on the upper right-hand side and click donate, which empowers us to continue celebrating women in tech around the world. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. So excited to be here in Toronto, Canada with Red Bull Basement University. They are empowering and inspiring women and just so much of the emerging youth to move forward, innovate, create. Literally, you guys, it's been epic hearing how Red Bull supports communities, not only here in Toronto at their global program, but like around the world in their home base, such as Russia. And we have somebody from Russia up next. It's really, really beautiful and wonderful. And the deeper I get to know more about the program, the more I just realize like Red Bull is literally giving you wings. So, hello.
Hey there. So nice to meet you, to all these energetic and beautiful women who are doing such a great job of presenting Women in Tech.
Thank you so much. It's been so cool. We had your co-founder on a different episode, and now we have you. It's really, really exciting for me to hear how you could be in Russia and then be creating in Toronto. And I want to get into your story. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
So actually, I don't have a tech background. I'm a biologist. I work in the field of regenerative medicine.
And tell everybody your name.
Oh, I'm Anastasia Sokolova. So I'm studying at the biological faculty of Moscow State University, the main university and the greatest one in Russia. When we found ourselves in the dormitory, we faced several troubles, which we tried through all the time of living there to solve. And finally, when I met Ekaterina and some other guys who help us with the tech side, with program development, we finally succeeded to develop CyberRus, which is actually we are going to present right here. So, and we are really grateful for Red Bull that we are here in Toronto. It's an amazing city, and actually we are almost feeling like home. As the same, it's not altitude, but I forgot, you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, but you said you're a biologist in Russia.
Yeah.
And so where did you first become interested in technology, and how did you end up here?
You see, I've been all...
This is so exciting.
Yeah, I've been always interested in tech since the school. I participated in Olympiads on IT technologies, so I did well. But later on, I decided that, no, I kind of don't like to do this. I'm more into nature and so on. And while doing my master, I understood how, for example, bioinformatics helps us to solve lots of biological problems. And I started working it out and go deeper and deeper in tech.
I mean, it's insane. Okay. You come here and you're surrounded by a tech community. And then I heard through your co-founder that even in Russia, they incubated you before coming to Toronto. Yes. I had no clue Red Bull was doing this kind of infrastructure to help you move forward and accelerate.
They do. And as far as I understood, it's happening all over the world, whatever team you take. So they are leading these projects to the final stage. They help the teams to develop. Our Russian team is the best one. I can suck my laugh on it, really. They prepared us. They treated us really carefully. They organized meetings with the top-notch experts in IT sphere, in image making, in public relationships, and they also found us a place to work and help with all necessary materials to develop the project. So I believe that they really give us wings to finish this project and give wings to everybody who believes in our project.
What's one huge obstacle you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
Oh, it's such a tricky question to answer. Maybe it was my first presentation at the international conference. I was really nervous, but I finally understood that this public is not my enemies. They are my friends. They
right.
like what I'm telling them, and that my project is great. So the most difficult thing was to stop being intimidating, to understand that, oh, girl, you're cool. You'll do everything. So and this may be the motto for all my life, and I hope that every girl in the world can say this to yourself.
What is the best piece of advice that you've gotten?
There is no time like the present. Indeed, everything you do now will pay you back in future, anytime. And don't be afraid of making mistakes, but rely not only on your conscious, on your plans, but also on your feelings, and do what you want at the right moment.
And do you have a favorite tech tool or mobile app or website?
Yeah, I do. I adore Tandem Community. It's an app for it connects people from all over the world and helps them to learn a variety of languages.
Say it again. What's it called?
Tandem.
Tandem app.
Tandem app.
Oh, very cool.
T-A-N-D-E-M.
And we'll search it and we'll put it in the show notes too so everybody can see it. Have you been on a podcast before?
No, it's my first one.
First of many to come ahead, I hope.
I hope so. And it's such a great pleasure that I'm starting with you.
Oh my gosh. No, this has been our pleasure. How can people connect with you further? I know you don't have LinkedIn in Russia. What's the best way to connect with you?
Via Instagram, for example, I'm Anna Sokolova, A-N-A-S-O-K-O-L-O-V-A. Or if you're somewhere from the European side, you may find me in vk.com, ID 686-2925.
And what should people expect from CyberDesk moving forward?
Expect quite a lot. To find it not only in all the dormitories of Russia, but also in developing countries, as it's a volunteering program, and it helps to work not only the skills of programming of students who will support this, but also the universities who integrate it. And later on, we hope to offer this project to some small business companies to develop inner atmosphere.
Can you sign off with giving us the one-line pitch that you've been preparing for so much so here?
CyberDesk, today for the future. It's the only thing that you should know, actually.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. To connect and collaborate with more amazing women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. I'm Anastasia Sokolova from CyberDesk, a co-founder. We are based in Moscow, Russia, and you're listening to Women in Tech.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We're so proud of what we've created with the Women in Tech podcast. To support us in our journey to celebrating women in tech around the world, go to womenintech.fm and click on the donation link on the right side of the page. That's womenintech.fm. The donation link is the top right side of the page. We really appreciate you being a part of our journey, and we look forward to celebrating so many more women to come. The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Adam Carroll,
show notes by Carl Marty,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.